The Western Pennsylvania Conference of the United Methodist Church presents Meet in the Middle, a weekly podcast of the Western Pennsylvania Conference anti-racism team. Get ready to meet in the middle.
Hello, and welcome to Meet in the Middle, a place where we discuss a broad range of topics to the common good. I'm Renee, and every once in a while, someone is generous enough to give of themselves and courageous enough to step up to the plate for the sole purpose of making a difference and establishing beloved community. Today's guest is Councilman Tim Brown, and his Men of Valor mentoring group in McKeesport is doing great things for young people in the city. I'm excited to learn more about its impact. So let's get started. As we get started on this episode about Men of Valor, a mentoring program, joining us on the podcast today is McKeesport Councilman Timothy Brown. And for those not familiar with the area, the city is about 25 minutes south of Pittsburgh. Tim has been serving there as a councilman since 2016. Tim, welcome to Meet in the Middle, and thank you for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So by way of introduction, I want to talk a little bit about Tim Brown. He was born and raised in McKeesport, and Tim graduated from West Virginia University, where he attended on a full scholarship and played football for the undefeated Mountaineers of 1994. And Tim, I know you're still very proud of that because I saw some postings about them on Facebook recently.
Yes, very proud. Very proud. Big game coming up, first game of the year, September 1st against the Pitt Panthers. And we're excited about that.
That is very exciting. Now, you know, with a bachelor's degree in physical education, he also played in the NFL as a free agent with the New Orleans Saints. And Tim spent some time in Scotland playing with the World League. He's also worked for the Boys and Girls Club as a truancy officer for three elementary schools in the area. And I mentioned these things about Tim, who is also a husband, a father, a grandfather, because he's always made an intentional decision to give back by sharing all of his gifts with the children and the citizens in the McKeesport community. And so today I've asked him to tell us about Men of Valor and the difference that it's making. So friends, let's get started and learn more about this very important program. Tim, the first question I have for you is, based on something that I saw online, I'm not familiar with great nonprofits, but I did notice that they listed Men of Valor as one of the most popular children and youth nonprofits in McKeesport. So can you tell me what is Men of Valor and why is it so important?
Yes, Men of Valor got started back in 2018. Myself and I had a couple of my friends, a group of guys that felt that was needed in the McKeesport area school district. Started with the elementary schools, going up to the middle schools, and then we lead into the high school. We started back in 2018, like I said, and what we thought was needed, that a lot of these young kids needed mentors. And so we went to all the elementary schools, the middle schools, and the high schools, and told the principals that give us the 10 kids that is giving you the most problems in your school. So that's what we started at. We started with the 10 kids that had little issues in school with their behavior, not coming to school, not doing their homework, stuff like that. So we target the 10 kids in each building. And that's how we got started with the Men of Valor in the McKeesport Area School District.
Wow, I think that's wonderful. And I think it's brave. You know, sometimes when we approach ministry or any service or anything new, there's a human tendency to take the easy route. But you went straight for the most difficult. And thank you for that, because that is what's most needed in a mentoring program, I believe.
Right.
So, yeah. And any other thoughts about that?
No, I mean, that's what we targeted at first when we first got started with the Men of Valor. And like I said, we wanted to, like I said, I was born and raised in McKeesport, and if I had the mentoring programs when I was coming up, I think, you know, I mean, a lot of the guys that I kind of grew up with would be more successful than, you know, than they are right now. So I think it's well needed in the schools.
Absolutely. And you do know the value of having a strong mentorship just by virtue of how you grew up and your dad. And so, yes. And so that's another thing, another gift that you are sharing with the community. Thank you for that, Tim. You know, I've had the pleasure of seeing some of your videos. I'm aware of what you guys are even doing during the summer days for the kids. And I have to say, when I look at what you offer for the young people, there are sometimes when I sit and think, I want to come and sit and watch one of those movies that they're offering kids in the community. But yes, yes, McKeesport definitely does need that. So what have you been doing with participants since you got started with them?
Like I said, we go to each school once a week, and we mentor them for an hour. Each school, we pick like the day out of the week, and we, like, you know, go to the schools and we mentor them for an hour. Pretty much we have sheets we send out to the teachers, like behavior sheets. They pretty much fill out the behavior sheets on how they, you know, they, you know, how they were this week. And we pretty much go over the behavior, you know, behavior part, and also, you know, praise them with the good and bad things, that, you know, good things they do as well. So we've been doing that weekly while the school is going on. We also have a basketball league that we've been running since 2018. It's been very successful. We had a 7-on-7 these last couple of years. We had 7-on-7 for our 7th and 8th grade kids. Just something so the kids can do instead of, you know, being at home, be on the video games. We take them to different events. Took them to a power game this year already. We just pretty much try to keep the kids as busy as possible.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not sports girl. So, what is 7-on-7?
7-on-7 is a football. It's a football thing where they have the, you know, the quarterback, receivers, and defensive backs, and they participate and compete against different teams around the city of Pittsburgh, actually. I mean, and they pretty much, this year we won the championship playing against Northside, Homewood, just teams around the area. And this year, so our 7-on-7 team came out as champs this year.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You know, I love football. I watch football, but the jargon kind of trips me up. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Next question. I understand that the mayor has also gotten involved with this. Who is your mayor, and what is his role, and what support has he offered to the program?
Yes, Mayor Mike Schreiber has been very, very, very supportive of the Men of Valor. He's been there since year one, since we got the program started. I can go to the mayor and let him know what we're trying to do, and he was, you know, arms wide open, helping us out with donations. We do a book bag drive every year, and he was, you know, he's right there with the city, helping us, you know, buy the book bags for the kids and stuff like that. So, Mayor Mike Schrepko is very helpful for the program, and he's like hands on with us whenever we ask for things.
That's wonderful, and you're absolutely right. It's very important to have our government officials working closely with the children and with the citizens, because then you're more than just an elected official. You're more than just, you know, someone that they may see your bio on Facebook or on the website. So yes, absolutely. How would you describe the children you work with? I know you talked a little bit about their behavioral patterns and things such as that, but on a human level, how would you describe them?
I think we have great kids in our program. Like I said, the program is not mandatory. It's like a lot of these kids that come to our program is that they want to be there, and they want to be around the program. They want to be, you know, they want to be a mentor. They want, you know, be praised when they're doing good. I think our kids are great. I mean, like, so you have some bad kids and there's bad kids everywhere. But like I said, the kids in our program, like I said, we can take them anywhere and know they'll be successful. Like when we go to maybe a basketball game or a football game, we know, you know, take them out of the city of McKeesport, they'll definitely be on best behavior because they need to expect out of them.
You know, I do agree with you about the children. And, you know, the beautiful thing about young people and not so young people is that there's always an opportunity to not end where you started. When I think about young people, they have this bright future ahead of them, regardless of where they are at the time. And, you know, the grace for young people is that they're learning. You know, they're learning to grow and be better, more responsible people. So they have a long way to go. And I'm just so grateful to you for your part in helping with their development.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they definitely look up to us as mentors. I can say that much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're always, everything we do, they're always looking, you know, to do. Like I said, when we have our basketball league, we mentor like 15 minutes before they even step on the basketball court. So we like sit down and talk. Minutes before they even step on the basketball court, and a lot of these kids look forward to that. You know, I mean, like I said, our kids are great. That's what I can say. They're great kids.
I'm sure they do. And you know, you are filling in where with that male role model image and instruction, which you know, I'm sure that they are soaking it up because they need that. They need more of that. So, and I know you work with the children, but in working with the children, you're also working with their parents. So you have buy-in from the parents. And I want to know, what have you enjoyed most about working with them as well as working with their family?
Working with the family is great. Like I said, in this area where we're at right here at Keysport, it's kind of tough to get the family involved. And that's what I try to do. Is get the families involved, which is we have basketball games or stuff like that. It's, you know, the families really don't come out and support the kids. And I think that's the role that we play as mentors, is we're there for the kids. To get the parents out is kind of tough. Like I said, with this, the area we live in, like I said, we have a lot of single family, kids that come in our mentoring program. And it's tough to get the families more involved. But I said they definitely look for us as mentors, as a father figure. That's pretty much why we're there. We do have, like, when we do a book bag drive, we do have, like, you know, we do a little cookout. So a lot of families do come out to get the book bags for the kids. But it's pretty tough for the parents to get involved with the program. That's what we like them to get more involved with.
Yes, I understand. You know, single parenting is not fun and not easy. And so, you know, for many reasons, they may not be involved. And I'm sure they're very grateful for the role that you're playing and how you're helping them, and especially the ways that you're helping their children. So, Tim, I know you provide a back-to-school outreach, and my question is, how does that look this year, and what information would you want to share with other McKeesport residents about this back-to-school effort?
Yes, we have we definitely have a book by draft coming up the second week of August. I actually don't have a date on me right now, but we talked about it the second week in August. It's going to be a Saturday. That we have a book bag drive, we're giving back to the kids. We also have, like I said, a little cookout. We have a barbecue. We have like a hamburger, hot dogs, and juice and stuff we pass out. And that'll be one station will be down in Harrison Village. We'll be at Crawford and also be the corner of Bailey and Evans at the ambulance station. So that's what we usually do every year. And we're going to do that this coming year as well.
Well, that's beautiful. You know, I've had the experience of doing organizing things like that for the church as an outreach. And, you know, you say it like it's very easy, but I know that there's a lot that goes into getting the resources and getting things together and organizing it. And you're organizing it in more than one location. So, yeah, great job. Great job.
Yeah, we have great support from the district. They let us use the vans and stuff like that to carry the stuff around. The mayor, like I said, the mayor is always on board with us, and he helps us buy the book bags. And they're pretty much there with the police officers, with the escorts and stuff like that. So we pretty much got, you know, everything set up
Plus with the mentors that I have that, you know, they, you know, they're definitely a big help. That 12 of the mentors that I have in our program. So, everything works out. Like I said, once we started our first year, we pretty much hit the ground running. And ever since then, we've been doing the same thing every year.
That's awesome. You know, the other thing that I'm picking up on is, and I do know that you work closely because your city employee, you work closely with the police officers. And one of the ministries that I'm involved in on behalf of our conference is Faith in Blue, which connects communities with police officers. And so I want to acknowledge the importance of having that connection with them, too, because it allows the young people to experience police officers in a positive way.
Exactly. They definitely need to definitely see the police officers around, knowing that they're not just there whenever bad things happen. So they're always there. You know.
And this is just on a personal commentary, because I know you well. I've known you for a very long time. I know your character. I know just about everything about you, Tim. And you have always been a principled leader. In the ways that you in the ways that you are sharing with these young people, how are you instilling the qualities that you have with the young people in your program?
Yeah, and I know a lot of people probably don't know actually my background. And that's why I felt that the Men of Valor is more important as well to get involved with. Just a little story about myself. My ninth grade year coming in high school, I was being a kid. I got expelled my ninth grade year out of school, period. Involved in the fight on school grounds. So I got expelled for a whole calendar school year. And I learned from that. And I feel that, you know, if we catch these kids at a younger age and pretty much let them know what's going on, what we've been through, I think it'll definitely be a plus for them, you know, as they move on with their career.
Well, you know, I said I know everything about you. I was not aware of that. You never missed a beat. And that's the beauty of it, Tim. And so thank you.
Yes, and like I said, that was once again, and my mom, my father, both was there, you know, during the times that I was going through things that I went through, and they was very supportive, and they let me fall, but once again, they helped me back up, and that's the, you know, what we try to do for these kids in the key sport, you know, I mean, they're gonna fall, they're gonna be kids, and you know, we've been there and done that. Get back up and let's make it happen.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that is what's most important, Tim. Thank you. And another way that you add value to them. So the next question, and this is also based on observation. I've watched you pour your gifts into the kids. I've watched you train with them and jog with them around the town. I know the way that you have helped them feel good about themselves with their going out and buying suits and, you know, just helping them to feel really good about themselves from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, what do you hope will be the most important benefit for those who complete their time with Men of Valor?
Like I said, I want them to be productive. I want them to be good citizens that came through our program. And like I said, when they go through the middle, actually the elementary schools, we still track them as they go to the middle school, to the high school, and let them know that we still care about them. And once they leave high school, we're still, you know what I mean, like, know what's going on with them. So we definitely, once they're a part of Men of Valor, they'll always be a part of Men of Valor. Even when they come back to the city, if they want to come help out and be a mentor, you know what I mean, that's our goal, is to have the kids come back and give back. And let them know that they came through, you know, the Men of Valor program, and they're part of the Men of Valor as well. So we just want to let them guys be, whoever comes through the Men of Valor, is to be a productive citizen in the city of McKeesport, and to give back like we give to them.
That's wonderful. And what a wonderful objective, because you're planting seeds. And just as those seeds were planted for you and Jim, you're planting them in the lives of the other children. And I hope that they do come back and make this legacy continue. I have one last question, Tim. I want to know if you would please share any closing thoughts about how people can get involved to support your ministry. You know, I mentioned the great nonprofits website, and I know that they leave room for people to offer donations and, you know, just help in any way that they can. And what ways would you want people to help out with this program?
Yeah, we can always use help, definitely financial help. But the more important is the gift to give back to the kids. Let the kids see you, be visible with the kids. Like I said, definitely the gifts for the financial definitely goes a long way. But we definitely need help with the as we grow and get more kids. Like I said, in Founders Hall this year, we ended up with 53 kids. And like I said, we start with just 10 in each school as we grow. And we need more physical hands-on bodies outside the school as we go to different events and do different things with the kids outside of the school district. So anybody that want to get involved in Men of Valor, like I said, we're on Facebook. Actually, my son has set up an IG account for us too, Instagram account for us. So we have a lot of ways you can get in touch with us.
Beautiful. Well, I sure hope that people who are listening, who are in the area or even outside of the area, will take you up on your offer, help this program grow, help the young people in the community be the best that they can be. And Tim, I just thank you for all that you're doing and your team is doing. And I pray blessings on you and that this will continue to prosper and be a great legacy, positive legacy in McKee Sport.
And you know what? Once again, I thank you for having me on your podcast. Hopefully we can get some things, more people involved in the Men of Valor that can help out with the kids. And it's all about the kids. Whatever they do, whatever we do, they're definitely looking after us, what we do. So once again, thank you for having me on there. And hopefully we can get back on with more of my mentors and we can talk more in depth with the program.
Yes. I do look forward to the next interview with your team. And much love and blessings, cousin. And I'll see you at our next family gathering.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. Bye. I pray blessings and peace to those committed to establishing beloved community. Hebrews 13:16 says, "Don't forget to do good and share what you have, because God is pleased with these kinds of sacrifices." A little compassionate care can go a long way. And although sometimes it's easier for us to offer our best donations here and there, some efforts require a more hands-on approach. Councilman Brown said, "Money is good and always appreciated, but sometimes the best we can do is offer our time and attention to young people and families in need."
Meet in the Middle is a production of the Western Pennsylvania Conference of the United Methodist Church. If you have comments or suggestions for future shows, email us at antiracism@wpaumc.org. Thanks for listening. To find out more about the Western Pennsylvania Conference, go to wpaumc.org.